Welcome to another edition of Audience Interviews, brought to you by Speed Art Museum, Anthology Senior Living, and Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet. I'm your host, Doug Driesbach. Today, we are excited to catch up with the Executive Artistic Director for Actors Theater, Robert Barry Fleming, to see how they have dealt with the past 9 months, how they've adjusted, and what the future might hold. Welcome, Robert. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, from your website, we've gathered, you know, now you're in your 57th season at, of Actors Theater. Not you personally, but for Actors Theater overall. And Actors Theater is the state theater of Kentucky with a mission that serves to unlock human potential, build community, and enrich quality of life by engaging people in theater that reflects the wonder and complexity of our time. And over the last 9 months, we've certainly been tested in many fronts about the complexity of our time. So, you know, looking back 9 months ago, when stages started going dark, COVID was really questioned on what it was or what it wasn't. And then the systemic racism and civil situations started coming up. Looking back, how has that mission statement evolved or changed this year, and what you guys are creating on the stage from collaboration to collaboration?
Well, I think it's just really been made manifest. You know, those three tentpoles, unlocking human potential, building community, enriching lives, we've just gotten to do that in a much more immediate way than we might have in person. And one of the incredible challenges of a year where there's been so much loss, both economically, human life, sense of security and safety, and a sense of, you know, really having to reinvestigate what it means to be human and be a part of a community. The bright light is that, you know, there is a vaccine. We're continuing to, on the horizon, there's an opportunity for us to really regroup and rethink what our relationship to one another is. And we've been doing that through art and culture and civic engagement. And that intersection has not been any more evident than the work that we've done with our Facebook Live events, ranging from Fix a Black Girl to Black Boy Finding Black Boy Joy and Okolona Speaks, just to kind of really hear from the community through spoken word and music and poetry, the kind of ways that we have experienced lives here that with voices that may have been underrepresented previously, and that we have been able to do that with unscripted panels and podcasts, as well as work that is made for old media, like our Christmas play and Dracula, and for new media, where we're moving into virtual space and 3D space and, a whole exploration of form and content that allows us to really dig into some of those tough questions and find ourselves and within those. So it's been a challenging 9 months, but we're really energized by the fact that we've gotten so much engagement on the digital platform, and that people still seem to be wanting to be supportive and engaged with Actors Theater's storytelling in all kinds of platforms.
Well, you know, it seems that historically the arts has really been a showcase or a platform for reflecting just the day-to-day activities of our culture, good and bad. And this year, you guys, as well as the other groups, have really had the opportunity to showcase that in your creativity, and you guys have done a fantastic job with that. What was it like, or what were some of the challenges of kind of taking what you see in whether it was COVID or on the streets or these kind of things, and really transforming those into plays and productions? Was it something that is that what's that process? Is that you as a team coming up with those, or are playwrights coming in and saying, "Hey, here's what I've got. What do you think?" How's that process work?
Yeah, it's been fascinating. You know, nothing's been more devastating than the fact that there have been so many layoffs, and we are working with a much smaller team of 26 employees these days. And many of our duties have become hybrid duties. The loss of that camaraderie and the loss of the enormous talent that the organization had with how we offer live events has been completely transformed by the fact that all of the live event gathering has been, you know, put on pause while we are really upping and fully engaging with digital content. And that is with the invention of the Actors Theater Direct platform, to have our own platform that we are able to share that work as the foundation of how we tell stories, has been, you know, really, really edifying. And it's allowed us to be much more responsive to the community. The playwrights have been everyone from new collaborators like animators, local spoken word artists, to having a virtual company of artists across the country from California to New York and everywhere, many places in between, who are capturing work in quarantine. So while we're on a virtual platform, it's not like we're all running into a studio working together. We are creating work that often is done remotely from people's place of residence. And then we have an extraordinary team here collecting that material, collaborating. Literally, my production manager just made a trip to Chicago yesterday to pick up some of the equipment for one of the artists that was creating in that space. And we just continue to keep prioritizing the fact that we want to make sure that people stay safe, are well, while staying engaged with one another and in telling these stories, and having that collective effort all across the country and locally has been, I think, part of what's really allowed us to sustain ourselves over this really difficult period.
Do you see the future kind of holding a parallel digital runway to your live performances? Do you think there's enough engagement that'll be there for both?
Without question. We call this a no regrets investment, because it's really, as I said earlier, created access where there were barriers previously, be they geographic or physical. It's also given people a chance to find a price point that, you know, you can engage with our work for as little as nothing to a small donation to 99 cents. If you have been blessed with more resource, there's certainly ways that you can also share in supporting the work at a much higher price point. But it's allowed us to just keep telling stories and connecting with lots of different audiences, people from a lot of different social locations, to recognize that Actors Theater is a place for all Louisvillians, all folks in Kentuckiana, across the country and across the world. There's going to be something in our unique offerings and niche offerings that will likely speak to you and give you a way to meditate and reflect on this enormous endeavor called life. You know, the human experience. You know, there's great artists who say, you know, the work that we do is not about really just entertaining or diverting, but it's really preparing us for the next phase, which is like preparing you for death. If you listen to someone like Andrei Tarkovsky, that the way that you really live is to know that this is a temporal state, and that there's so much that can happen, and the very existence of being in community is enormously powerful and meaningful, and that we give it meaning by the way that we treat each other and the way that we engage with one another and the way that we are of service to one another. And so Actors wants to be a very integral part of that very human endeavor. There'll be lots of laughs, tears, and opportunities to exult in joy and suffer joyfully in the sorrows of the world simultaneously, because that's just a part of what life is. And we've had some extraordinary artists, extraordinary artisans contribute to that effort. And I couldn't be more humbled and proud of the work that we've been able to accomplish collectively.
And just the ability for you guys to be so inclusive on. So I guess the arts historically is kind of stereotyped a little bit into the you've got to have money to go, right? It's expensive to go. So the fact that you guys came out with a model as the pay what you can situation, to where you don't have to pay $100 or $500 for a ticket. You can go and what you're comfortable with. How did that come to be? How's it been going? And are you seeing any kind of trends as far as is the average spend higher, lower than what you'd normally see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a completely different model because there's no live event gathering. There's no part of it that is the same business continuity plan as we had a year ago. But I think, you know, you point up the most obvious part of theater back in the early part of the 20th century was a populist form, what we kind of think of in terms of like what television is now. And it's moved to a more elitist, exclusive form. And I think this pandemic has disrupted that really clear division because we've been so challenged by previous assumptions in many, many ways, both socially and in terms of how business is done. And so this has been exciting to have an opportunity to say my planning of a season of 8 or 9 plays and hoping that they'll have resonance over the year that we offer those immediately got to be like we have weekly opportunities to check in with our unscripted series or our podcast and be much more responsive to what was happening here in Louisville and across the nation and be in conversation in ways that challenged continued polarization and think about what is the common denominator here and how can we look at those differences and have constructive and generative conflict, because it's not simply about everybody agreeing. It's about us being able to have a dialogue about where those differences lie and where we've been, where we are, and what that means about where we're going. So we've gotten a chance to really get a good look at ourselves through this work and making it accessible both economically and in terms of having a platform that has such reach has been life-changing and something that I think is going to be field-changing for many of the theaters across the country.
Fantastic. Thank you for listening to another edition today of Audience Interviews, brought to you by Speed Art Museum, Anthology Senior Living, and Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet. We're here with producing artistic director for Actors Theater of Louisville, Robert Barry Fleming. Talking about everything going on at Actors Theater, which certainly has been a handful going through. So as we move into a new year, the future is very unknown as to where things will be in a month, 3 months, 6 months. And it seems to change every day. How do you keep your team and actors, how do you see actors staying, I guess, inspired? You know, it's got to be difficult to get excited about doing a project or whatever it might be, and then having it kicked down the road another month or 3 weeks or however it is. How do you guys internally manage that?
Well, you know, the fact that the live event gathering became really clear it was going to be about 18 months with that presidential report that came out around March 27th. We didn't really understand how something could last for 18 months, but that was something that was articulated then. We just tried to be really consonant with the best data and looking at the best practices with the information that we had. And it looked like it was going to be a sustained pandemic. And that's why the virtual platform made great sense as a way to keep telling stories and a way to be present and there for all of our stakeholders. I think that's who keeps us going. You know, the fact that we can be of service by telling stories, creating platforms where great musicians all across the state, here in Greater Louisville, people from all kinds of different sectors, educational, different social sectors, you know, policymakers, politicians, artisans, social scientists, those who work in urban planning. We've been in conversation with so many brilliant people here in our very resourceful community and continue to be. Both in, on all these different platforms. And that's informing the work and keeping us inspired because we're lifelong learners. We want to keep knowing what we're about, where we've been and where we're going. And we've got enormous and tremendous resources, just like we have enormous and tremendous challenges. And the great thing is to see that we have enormous talent and commitment from people here that are really energized for a future for our kids' kids and many generations from now. So we're just looking to continue to plant those seeds that allow us to look at the tough things that we need to look at so that we can provide for a better future for all of the citizens of this state and across this country. And these stories, you know, the way that we really know ourselves is like the first way that we know ourselves is a story that someone tells us of who we are, what is possible. And we're glad to be able to offer narratives that allow people to see themselves and see what we aspirationally hope to be as well.
Yeah, I think it's really also really exciting the possibilities of extending the message to so many different places like classrooms, being able to push this these into classrooms, even nursing homes, elder care facilities where maybe these people can't come to the theater anymore. So the digital platforms are really exciting. And one thing that's really exciting year after year at Actors Theater is the Humana Festival of New American Plays that's right around the corner. Can you share anything about that? Obviously, it's going to be a digital experience this year. But
we've got such excitement about, you know, what this has also been is not only a festival of new work, but we always are challenging the form and understanding how that story can continue to bridge in interdisciplinary ways. So we've got work that is working in in all kinds of extended reality spaces, stories that are rooted in poetry and music, a lot of exciting things that are continuing to explore what it, you know, work that's happening with our frontline workers and folks who are, as you say, have grown into disability and might not be able to get out of their home spaces to be engaged. When you have a virtual platform, you only have the technology and the navigation of that to find a way to connect with a story. So we're working very diligently to make sure that the work is inclusive. And we're going to be real excited about sharing some of the titles that are coming up. We know we've already announced the Ali Summit, which is all about Ali's summit in Cleveland, Ohio in June of 67. That'll be written by Idris Goodwin and directed by myself. And we're very excited to have this kind of multidisciplinary digital experience as a way that people can explore and meditate on that particular fascinating moment in history and story.
Well, that's really exciting. We can't wait to see it. And all these things to keep you there and your team there, it takes money. So as we move forward through this, what are some of the best ways for people in the community and around the country who hear this and read this to support Actors Theater now and for years to come?
Yeah, jump on actorstheaterwithare.org. You'll see a large swath of offerings, opportunities to engage with residencies that we're doing in our schools. There's so many ways to be engaged with us. Come on, check us out. Just get on the website and start perusing because I'm sure you're going to find something that piques your interest and is sure to inspire you the way that it has inspired us. So that's actorstheaterwithare.org. Check us out.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your time today, Robert, and good luck on all the exciting things going on at Actors Theater.
I appreciate it, Doug. Thanks so much to you and all the good work you guys are doing at your organization. We're grateful for it.
Fantastic. And thanks, everyone, for listening to another edition of Audience Interviews brought to you by Speed Art Museum, Anthology Senior Living, and Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet. Be sure to check out audience502.com for all the latest information on the arts and entertainment scene in Louisville.